Poetry Moment, read by Clarica.
A Book of Nonsense by Edward Lear. Part 3. There was an old man of the Isles, whose face was pervaded with smiles. He sang high-dum-diddle and played on the fiddle, that amiable man of the Isles. There was an old person of Basing, whose presence of mind was amazing. He purchased a steed, which he rode at full speed, and escaped from the people of Basing. There was an old man who supposed that the street door was partially closed, but some very large rats ate his coats and his hats, while that futile old gentleman dozed. There was an old person whose habits induced him to feed upon rabbits. When he'd eaten 18, he turned perfectly green, upon which he relinquished those habits. There was an old man of the West, who wore a pale plum-colored vest. When they said, "Does it fit?" he replied, "Not a bit." That uneasy old man of the West. There was an old man of Marseilles, whose daughters wore bottle-green veils. They caught several fish, which they put in a dish, and sent to their pa at Marseilles. There was an old man of the Rican, whose shoes made a horrible creaking. But they said, "Tell us whether your shoes are of leather, or of what, you old man of the Rican." There was a young lady whose nose was so long that it reached to her toes, so she hired an old lady, whose conduct was steady, to carry that wonderful nose. There was a young lady of Norway, who casually sat in a doorway. When the door squeezed her flat, she exclaimed, "What of that, this courageous young lady of Norway?" There was an old man of Apulia, whose conduct was very peculiar. He fed 20 sons upon nothing but buns, that whimsical man of Apulia. There was an old man of Quebec, a beetle ran over his neck. But he cried, "With a needle I'll slay you, O beetle, that angry old man of Quebec." There was a young lady of Butte, who played on a silver gilt flute. She played several jigs to her uncle's white pigs, that amusing young lady of Butte.